Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness. We prayed those words in our opening prayer. Our God is unceasingly kind. Today's psalm adds to that, for it says that the Lord is gracious and merciful and compassionate. He is also generous. He opens his hand, the psalmist says, and satisfies the desire of every living thing. God is love. God is love. St. John tells us that. And God is an insistent lover. The oracle in today's reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah captures this so well. Again and again, God summons his people to return to him. Come to the water. Come. Receive grain and eat. Come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Come to me heedfully. Here again, we note God's generosity. God gives his love freely. Come without paying and without cost. When God loves, he loves for our sake. His is a completely disinterested love. And what God offers in and through his love is abundant life. Come to me heedfully. Listen that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. By its reference to the everlasting covenant, the oracle points to God's desire for a relationship with his people which endures forever. Forever. This desire reached its fulfillment in the death and resurrection of the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the Paschal mystery, in which the Lord freely laid down his life, Christ sheds his blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins. This is the everlasting covenant of which the Mass is the memorial. It is at the Eucharistic banquet that the lovers of God are able to partake of the richest food, God himself, and be satisfied. As St. Pope Paul VI once wrote with reference to the Sunday Mass, that it is the banquet that Christ has lovingly prepared for us. Christ crucified and glorified comes among his disciples to draw them all into the power of his resurrection. It is the pinnacle, Pope Paul says, it is the pinnacle here on earth of the covenant of love between God and his people. The sign and source of Christian joy, the preparation for the eternal banquet in heaven. The Lord's feeding of the 5,000 in the wilderness, the miracle recounted in today's gospel, prefigures God's gracious generosity in the Eucharist. The crowds follow Jesus into the wilderness, and he has compassion for them and cures many who are sick. The disciples, aware of the people's hunger, only wish to dismiss them. Jesus, however, uses his divine power to multiply what little was available, 5 loaves and 2 fish. St. Matthew reported they all ate and were satisfied. There was even food left over. To be satisfied, fulfilled, content. This is what God promises to those who come to him heedfully, meaning with an open heart and with absolute trust. To experience God's love is to become absolutely confident of God's abiding fidelity, his abiding faithfulness. For this reason, St. Paul writes so boldly to the Romans about the tenacity of God's love. It is unshakable. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. God's love is also powerful. In every trial of difficulty of life. St. Paul says, we conquer overwhelmingly, overwhelmingly through him who loved us. Dear brothers and sisters, we who have received and continue to receive such great love are called to love with similar generosity. Yes, to accept God's love in his beloved Son is to become more and more like Christ. Christ shares his ever faithful and powerful love with us so that we, for our part, can be unceasingly kind, gracious, merciful, and compassionate through concrete acts of love for our brothers and sisters. But am I, each person should ask, am I responding to God's insistent love? Am I always turning to him heedfully? Key word. With an open heart and with absolute trust? Or have I still not taken the risk and the commitment that discipleship entails? When I meet or hear of someone in need, am I more apt to be like the apostles in today's gospel and want to dismiss them, or at least keep them at a distance? Yet Jesus' words come to each one of us today. There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves. There is no need for them to go away. I have loved you, and I have blessed you, and I am with you. So help them. God with us, Emmanuel. Isn't this the meaning of the Eucharist, my friends? And what did Jesus say at the Last Supper after he washed his disciples' feet? He said, I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do. We therefore must, like God, open our hands, and even more, open our hearts. We must open our hearts above all to the poor and the sick, those who are usually despised and overlooked, those who cannot repay you. As Pope Francis reminds us, today and always, the poor are the privileged recipients of the gospel, and the fact that it is freely preached to them is a sign of the kingdom that Jesus came to establish. We have to state without mincing words that there is an indispensable bond between our faith and the poor. May we never abandon them. The words of Pope Francis. And I would add to the Holy Father's words that we should also be unceasingly kind to those around us with special needs, those with physical or intellectual disabilities. We should have solicitude for the weakest among us. If the gospel means anything, my friends, it means that human life is sacred. And thus we have the message which we are called to share with others that every person is special. Every person has meaning. Indeed, every person with whom I come into contact is meant by God to be a gift in my life. God gives me the gift of another human person as an opportunity for me to love him or her. And it matters not whether the person responds to me with love or not. We take the risk of love. You know, love is a risk. It's a great risk, knowing that love takes time. Time for a person to respond. The greatest quality of love, and we know this, the greatest quality of love is mercy. Jesus revealed the fullness of divine mercy on the cross. It is that love which is embodied in the Eucharist. For as I've already said, it is the memorial of Christ's sacrifice of himself to the Father for the salvation of the world. And we need to exercise this quality of love, mercy, above all others. We must be a people who forgives. As a disciple of Christ, I am called to forgive. When Jesus came through the doors of the upper room on Easter night, he met all those who had abandoned him in his hour. Remember that? Goes through the locked doors. There the disciples were. very much afraid. And the Lord appears to them, and what does he say? Peace be with you. No recriminations, only forgiveness. Our God is unceasingly kind. One cannot participate in the banquet of love, which is a preparation for heaven, unless he is a person who forgives. Each prays in the Our Father, don't we? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It is one of the few subjects, dear brothers and sisters, which God allows us, think of this, God allows us to command him. And he takes us seriously. He takes us at our word. When we forgive, we free ourselves from the offense. We free ourselves from our hurts. And we invite God to heal us. Christ's love comes to us and strengthens us in our fellowship with him. And as I've already said, God's love is powerful. Hear the apostles' words again. In every trial of difficulty of life, Paul wrote, we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. Dear friends in Christ, now is the time for us today to recommit ourselves to the discipleship of love. It is the universal vocation. And if we do, we can be God's instruments to fight evil in our world. Let us show the world the divine love we shall receive today in Holy Communion by being gracious, merciful, compassionate, and generous. Let us all ask for the grace to be insistent lovers of our fellow man, not for our sake, but for the glory of God. He doesn't count the cost. And neither should we. In this way, we shall fully live the gift of life that we've been given. In this way, we shall truly prepare for the great encounter when we shall see face to face our dear friend, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in heaven.